It's just as possible to fall in love with a place as it is to fall in love with a person. At least it is for News Press storyteller Amy Bennett Williams, especially if that place is Fort Myers' Tarpon Street Pier around sunset.
Far be it from me to advocate lawless behavior, but the Tarpon Street Pier is about the finest place I can imagine to enjoy a glass of sangria. The problem is, the city of Fort Myers doesn't want you drinking alcohol there. But if you could, you might notice that this long pier offers one of the most beautifully complicated views of Southwest Florida anywhere, especially around sunset. Looking down into the cloud-lit river, you might see a stream of pearly moon jellyfish drifting like wind-blown soap bubbles until they're scattered by a flashing school of shiners. There might be a huge stingray lazily flapping along the smooth river bottom, wingtips touching off little explosions of sand. You could look up to see a few pelicans winging home to their mangrove rookeries for the night. A slow sweep of your gaze could take in this small city's whole downtown riverfront at twilight, a place still sufficiently old-fashioned to lack too many buildings more than a couple of dozen stories high. You could see headlights flickering rhythmically over three bridges arching over the Caloosahatchee, a river slow enough to reflect those lights back as pale gold streaks. After another swallow, you might lean back on one of the worn benches at the very end of the pier and watch the sky's slow pulse of colors, blue, silvering to maroon or topaz, flaming into vermilion. In fact, you might notice that some of the colors in the sky mirror those in your glass of sangria, especially if you'd splashed in a few chunks of fresh mango. As you sipped, you might notice that the drink's complex yet consonant flavors reflect the mix of people who come to the pier, the wine, of course, making you a bit philosophical. You could watch tattooed teens swaggering past, eyeing each other, kids dangling chicken-baited crab strings into the water, a dark-haired mother nursing a newborn under a bright striped shawl, a pair of lovers feeding each other grapes. You might hold that last mouthful of sangria on your tongue a moment before swallowing, savoring the flavors as they fade like the light of day. And you might recall an old Yeats poem, and muse to yourself that it could apply as well to a person as it could to a place to appear at dusk. Wine comes in at the mouth, and love comes in at the eye. That's all we shall know for truth before we grow old and die. I lift the glass to my mouth, I look at you, and I sigh.
Amy Bennett Williams is a News Press storyteller. Her columns appear every Thursday and Sunday.